If you mess with Dead & Hip Hop, man, make sure you go download the Symbol app. It has everything Dead & Hip Hop, including our music reviews, podcast episodes, and everything pertaining to Dead & Hip Hop that isn't music. And on April 2nd at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we got something dope that's really coming through.
Yeah, so once you download the app, look us up, Dead & Hip Hop, and follow us. On April 2nd, we're doing an AMA on the app at 12 p.m. Eastern Time.
So when do they need to download the app, Ken?
Now.
When?
I think they need to download it now.
Oh, like right now, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just, yeah, download it now. Right. Link's now in the description.
Just search it. Down. Then in Hip Hop, album review, Odyssey, The Iceberg. Man, Odyssey, look, man. This is one dope-ass motherfucker. And I really underrated how dope this motherfucker is. Yeah, no, you have to. B is the one that really has been trying to put me on. And the first time I heard, like truly heard about Odyssey or saw anything about Odyssey is when we did the interview. So if you haven't seen that interview, it's a really dope interview.
It's on insightful. Full interview is on Patreon.
Yeah, and the full interview is on Patreon. No edits, no nothing. And it goes in. Like, it's really in depth. So go check that out if you guys aren't patrons. Become a Patreon. $1 gets you a whole bunch. But anyway, that was my first introduction at all into Odyssey. I didn't know what that dude looked like or nothing. So when I saw that interview, I'm like, man, this was pretty cool. And who did the interview? It was y'all two. Yeah, B and Ken did an amazing job in that interview. The first project I heard of Odyssey was the Odd Tape. Was I in your car again? So B be putting
you always
me on,
in like, B car.
I am in B car.
Putting you on the shit.
Yeah, he do be putting me on. I can't front shit. But anyway, I was in B's whip and he's playing like all these beats and shit. And I'm like, yo, what's this? He's like, yo, man, Odyssey, The Odd Tape. Now I went home, got that thing, man. Yo, I play that shit consistently. I wanted to review it. And I'm gonna produce. I didn't even know what the hell I was gonna say. I don't know what this is. But that's
all you know is you were feeling it. You wanted to talk.
Yes,
about.
Yes. That fucking Odd Tape was super dope. So after I listened to The Odd Tape, I went back to Awasta. And then now I got this. And then I didn't even know how big this motherfucking discography is. This thing got
Me and Mike reviewed The Good Fight.
Mm-hmm. This motherfucker's discography is huge. I didn't know how big he was truly underground. Like, this motherfucker be touring Europe. Like, he be gone for
big, man.
Like, he's super huge. I didn't know. I was in the dark. But Odyssey is one of these guys that I like to say is like grown man fucking hip hop. Like, he's giving you shit from a perspective that all you could do is be like, damn, man, like it's so real. Like to me, okay, so the prime example on this album is You Grew Up. I think that's one of the most powerful fucking hip hop songs I've heard in a while.
Such a dope story. A dope story.
Yo, and then how he, I love artists that can rap and then bring it back to the central point of the topic of the conversation, man. And he did that on there, dog. Like, another track that I like, his second single, Like Really? Yeah. That's my favorite joint on here. You know me, I like that.
Get that bounce. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, Odyssey, he can do that.
He could do everything, bro. He could do everything. And this album here, I don't know where it compares to all of the other albums he has, because obviously I'm only three albums in to him. Did he produce all of it?
Yeah, he produced all this stuff.
So every album he does 100% on his own production.
Instrumental
this
albums,
motherfucker.
Albums, everything.
God.
I've been trying to tell you, he's been like on my top five, like I think since we've been doing Dead & Hip Hop every year. He always has a project that ends up on my top five every single year. Like, it's for a reason.
And the thing I like about production-wise on this, it wasn't samey at all. It wasn't samey at all. I don't know that. But he had a lot of stuff that was either upbeat, he had some stuff that was that bouncy. You know what I'm saying? And he had even beats that make, like You Grew Up, like that beat was perfect for that.
This album, man, like, it's almost to the point to where it's like, I want Odyssey to show me that he's somewhat normal by releasing a subpar project. Hmm. But this dude has continued since I discovered this dude in 2009, this dude has consistently always raised the bar album-wise. Like I said, me and Mike, we did Good Fight. And then I was just like, dude, what are you gonna do? Because Odyssey's always been a transparent type of artist, but I think this is his most transparent album to date. Like, for him talking about, you know, built by pictures, how he's, you know, talking about him, you know, referring to almost as himself in the black community, how we have to stop, you know, painting these glorifying pictures on TV. What we see on TV is like, the glamour stuff, and that's not always the thing. I like things is my shit too, because he's referring to like, yeah, I might be this underground, you know, rapper and stuff, but I still want nice things, but at the same time, it can kind of interfere me in relationships and everything like that, which is another Rain Dance is another joint I like. It's how he kind of chronicalized his life from him being in the music game. Oh, my dad wanted me to be this doctor, but I'm looking at Dr. Dre Plants. I want to be that because music is my love. And then he middle verse, he talked about his relationship, him finding his wife. You know,
and how many times as a kid growing up you don't see eye to eye with your parents, especially when you think about something that you want to do?
He showed that, like, he's showing that side of him that, you know, I've never seen out of the past 8-9 albums I've listened to Odyssey. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's so dope. Like, really, I like the fact that he kind of put in some political messages. Of course, with the Trump situation, he, you know, had to take shots at that. Mm-hmm. Never Not Giving Enough. I love that joint with Twine. Yeah, I thought they versus was good. You know, just talking like, almost talking like the black community just gotta have, I guess, standards and high expectations for themselves. I think that's just so dope, man. And I expect this dude to make great music. It's like, that's why I always anticipate it, Ken. That's why I always anticipate his album, because it's like, I always expect this dude to make great, thought-provoking music. This is like, I would put this song, You Grew Up, so real and so vivid, like on a Brother Ali level type, as far as the imagery that he painted and how it just kind of came back to the whole, you know, the topic. I'm like, damn, that's some Brother Ali shit right here. I know Mike can probably appreciate that particular song. Of course, you know, I always like to look at the album and the titles and stuff, the album cover, and I'm like, okay, where is he going with this? So it's like,
it's only the tip.
Yeah, it's like, it's only that tip, but it's so much more under that iceberg. Mm-hmm. And like I said, this is why I think this is the most transparent album to date.
I will say this, like, I love Odyssey, and you know I love Odyssey, but first listen, this didn't get me. Like, this is the only Odyssey album when I listened to it the first time, I didn't like it, like, initially. So I started feeling like Mike. I was like, damn, man, do I not like this Odyssey album? And I think it was only because I was doing something else. I wasn't really listening to it, so it was the sound, you know what I mean? Because every time I listen to it now, I'm like, how did I not like it the first time I heard it?
That happens, man.
Yeah, it was weird.
And it happens sometimes, too. Yeah. I
didn't love this the first time I listened to it.
Yeah, I don't, okay, so I'm not crazy.
I've been doing that damn near every album these days.
Yeah.
On first listen, I'm just like, sorry.
Yeah, I was just like,
second listen, sorry. Third listen, that's the one. It's always that third listen.
And I think with The Good Fight, it was like that for you, too. It was like, yeah.
It's like that with most music these days. With Odyssey, I don't have to like sit down and just like pay attention. But this one, like I said, the first listen, I was like, oh, it's cool. And the second listen, oh, it's cool. But it's like the third listen, I started picking out.
Right.
I'm like, oh, wait a minute. So he's using a band.
Right.
Yeah. These aren't samples.
Yeah.
And the Congo thing, like the whole go-go, like that's influence.
That's
right. Because I haven't.
He's from the DMV area. So he's going to pick up.
He's from Maryland, right?
Yeah. He's going to pick up that.
Yeah. You start like, I'll tell you what it was. It was the bass lines. That's what started jumping out at me. I was like, god damn, whoever's playing bass on this shit is so smooth with his bass riffs. Then what else clicked was the drums. The drums are extremely clean. Like, the cymbal hits, clean.
Right.
The snare, clean. Yeah. It's not like you put it on, you're like, oh, this thumps. It's the drums are just super clean. And then the way he flows over everything is just slick. So that's what got me. And then right when I started picking that shit up, it was like, okay, I see what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I mean, I'm sure he's used live bands before, but it seems like with this one, it was more apparent. There was no sound replacement. It was just like, okay, this is the band.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I can't say anything different than what everybody else has said. I mean, shit, Digging Deep was dope as fuck. Things was dope as fuck. You Grew Up, you're absolutely right. That was one that definitely jumped out at me because it was just such a deep song. Like, every story, like the one with the white kid that was his friend, and then his dad lost a job, blamed on immigrants.
So real.
And then he becomes a cop. It's like, damn.
Then,
right. Then the Muslim guy who just gets caught up. It was like the whole thing was just about these causes that can just warp you and make you think things are just fucked up. Like, the Muslim dude just wanted to worship a lot. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, he's falling with the streamers. It's like, damn.
I think the dopest thing about that song is that nothing else changes outside of that. You just grow up.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like the simplest thing, but it's so deep in terms of all of the.
But it's like you grow up, but you don't grow up in a way that is necessarily positive. It's like you're growing up, but you're growing up into this like
all of this fucked up.
Yeah,
and that's what molds you.
That's crazy. Yeah. And it's like that's a very simple topic, but it's just the way he laid it out that made it so dope. And I think that's what's really cool with Odyssey is he's such a master at subtle nuances. Like he's not going to be just really deep and coded and you have to like try to figure this shit out. No, he's just letting you know shit right off the bat, but he's presenting in a way that is just so well done. Like really? Like that song, I think that song is one of the most level-headed political critiques I've heard in a long time, because he's just presenting shit out there. Like he's not trying to be Immortal Technique.
No. Right.
He's not trying to be Dead Prez. He's just saying like how this shit affects normal fucking people.
Right.
But
his flow on that shit.
His flow is, I mean, his flow to me is always very, very, very nice. But
it's clean, just like the beats. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a very clean.
It's a very clean flow. It's like everything with them is clean.
A lot of rappers you hear when they take a breath.
You never hear that with him.
Yeah, you probably hear it out.
Maybe.
Or he's just that smooth. Mm-hmm. Like, but yeah, I mean, I really love, like, really, the enough with the peace and enough with the peace and blessings, bro. We need that deeper message, though. It's like, that's not coded. That's not super deep, but it's real.
Right.
It's real.
And you know what? When your bill's backed up.
Right.
You know, like, and that's the thing I like about Like Really, because it's not just the social political stuff. It's real life shit. The real life shit.
That's what's so dope about that song. It's not trying to attack Trump. Yeah. It's not trying to attack the system. Exactly. It's saying, like, look, this is how the system is affecting us as normal people. Man, this shit is great.
Yeah, it's like he really puts his personality into this, because I know one thing we took away from the interview is that he's a minimalist or whatever. So like he just does the shit that he needs to do to get the point out. He's not going to try to do all this extra shit to get a point out. He's like, look, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to beat the sound. This is what I want to say. And this dude really has a good head on his shoulders. Like,
but those beats aren't minimalist to me. That's what's interesting. The beats, I think the beats are very, like, there's a lot of detail.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of detail in everything that's on here.
Yep.
It's just
when I say minimalist, it's
with the concepts. People, I get it.
Not even just the concepts, but like just for us the beats are concerned. You know, minimalists are very particular about it, because you have to be very particular, but and very conscious of what you take away and what you add or whatever. So I think he just adds just the right things to something. Yeah. Because you know, so a lot of producers get crazy with it and it starts fucking
sounds like a mess.
But he's like, no, I need this drum, I need that.
Right.
That's what a minimalist does. You know, that's what I mean by
that. No, that's what I'm saying. When you listen to the beats, that's what I'm saying. It's like the beats, like when someone says a beat is a minimalist beat.
Yeah, I'm not saying
it. I know you're not. You're thinking more of like when someone says that, my mind immediately goes to a cop.
Right.
But that's what I was saying. When you listen to these beats, they don't sound like minimalist beats because there's so much layered detail. Yeah,
exactly.
But you're right. It's like he's picking the precise pieces that he needs that he knows will make the beat sound good. It doesn't have to be overly complex.
Exactly.
Like there's not really layers. It's just like I said, it was that when that bass line hit me, I was like, that's when I started noticing the details. It's like the bass, the cymbals, the horns.
Right.
The horns are just, everything is so fucking clean.
Yeah.
So there's not anything, to me at least, super detailed and super prolific for me to say about this album. Again, it's just fucking good. Good, feel good hip hop.
Yeah,
that's what this is.
Like, you're talking about the cover, right? And if you look at the cover, like, his mouth is submerged and his ear isn't. You know, so it was like. So I was like, and then, you know, you have, you know, the black and the white on the cover also. And I think just the iceberg, right? Like you mentioned earlier, it's like the tip of the iceberg. Like there's a tip, there's so much underneath that you don't know is there that could basically sink whatever this ship is. And you know, as you highlighted earlier, like a lot of this is talking about some of those root causes. Like what are those things that are underneath that are causing people to react or behave in a certain way? Like blaming people, like when you grew up where you know, it's just, he blamed the immigrants, like his father was an immigrant. You know, this guy, the Muslim, was picked on. I think even on the last track, he made something, he repped, and I had to look at the line, but he said something like, you're blaming me for this, but it's almost like, what are you doing to control your own life. Mm-hmm. The social commentary is very, like, in your face and direct and to the point, but also it's like, it's a little bit more than that too, when you look at it. There's no cursing on here, I don't believe.
Nope.
But he said that in an interview. Yeah.
I know that. Oh, and okay, I, okay, and, yeah. No.
He don't curse on his
album.
No
album. Cursing, dog.
He don't curse on,
no
he curse, don't curse on his record. Yeah.
Like, so I can play this yeah. around my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the beats, like, the, for me, man, it's like the beats and the grooves and the soul yeah. on here. It's just like, oh my God. Like, when it went to Things, and then it had that, like, electro groove, and you're absolutely right. The bass, the bass on here is like, the fucking grooves on here is fucking yeah. fucking banana. Like on the third verse, like everything just dropped out and he just, whoever that dude is, he just fucking killing it, man.
I wonder who that dude is. I'm about to go look that up.
I do too, man.
You don't know. He tweeted him, but I forgot his name.
How you forget?
Yeah. He was like, the bass player is, and he had mentioned his name.
He had, he did that because he knew that bass player was a fucking beast. Yeah.
The vocals, man. Like, I love the way he used his vocals. Like, it was just the right amount of touch. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Ryan, it's very particular. Like, he doesn't go too far with it, mm-hmm. but it's like every song has like a small break to it, or it's like one thing to it that just adds to it. Like, and I forgot what song it was, but it was one where I think it was like a piano, like towards the end, and it just changed the whole, like, it just.
Wanna be happy.
Okay, man, it's just freaking crazy, man. And of course, you know, like you guys talked about the fucking, you know, the rhythm on fucking NG, but then he has a little drop it like it's hot part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could play that song at a party with old people.
At a barbecue?
Yeah, somewhere, and they would just eat it up. And that one small break is the one where they would just drop it to the floor. And
that's the one that has the go-go influence on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But just something like that small can just change the whole song. Oh my God, I could just go through this and just listen to the music and just, like, pick out certain parts in the music, like materialism. I think there was a line he had about sex, about equality, when it comes to men being paid more than women.
Mm-hmm.
Built by pictures and just how the things that we see,
mm-hmm.
you know, shape, and man, oh my God, it was freaking crazy, man.
Life lessons, man.
Self-reflection, I think, on Wannabe. Like, there's just so much in here that, you know, like, you could just pick up, but it's all backed by dope production that has mid-tempo grooves to it, and then there's this more serious stuff to it.
Waiting Outside, he talks about depression in the black community.
Yeah, mental illness was one that he addressed on here.
Yep.
I'm with you, man. It's like, how? Like, how do you really continue
to... That's how
I am.
I'm like, damn.
Put out albums at this level. It's like, you kind of go, you're talking about his discography, right? I think the first thing that came to mind was like, I think they all have a life of their own. I think they all are their own entity, their own album. So you could probably rank them, but, you know, I think you probably would kind of do them a disservice. I think they all just live on their own. And I think maybe that's how he's able to continue to put out music of such high quality with each release. But don't sleep on the band. The band kills it. And then he just does his part with the lyrics.
Odyssey, if you watching, I'm three albums into your discography. And the thing I'm loving is that you're deep, but not over the top. Like you're very surface level with what you're saying. So it's not like, oh my God, like what was that triple entendre that just went over my head? Mm-hmm. You're not doing that. But you're making thought-provoking music. And that's why I like to call it grown man music, because you're making music for the times. You're making music that's relevant to real people.
Fun fact. Damn, did you guys know he was supposed to perform at Obama's farewell?
Yeah, I did know that.
What happened? Something
about the content of Al Wasta.
Yeah,
he was supposed to perform with Kendrick, Chance, and
what was wrong with the content?
I cannot believe I can't remember.
I can't remember what it was either. It was some bullshit.
Yeah, if you're watching, man, just continue to put out, you know, this dope music. I like how the music is like, you know, addressing like the current times and stuff like that. I love the fact that you can make great music and not curse. You know, because I can play this, you know, around my kids. I think that's dope. I think for me, man, you're at the level where I think people should be talking about you. among the likes of Kendrick, J. Cole, and Chance. I think you're right there. And I think more of those conversations need to happen.
Yes. Long time huge fan, man. Thank you. I can't thank you enough again for just always elevating your music, taking it to another level. It's like you released 2 projects last year. Like 2 projects and then this third one within a year span, and it's still like on some next level shit, man. You still always pushing it forward, man. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much as a longtime fan. And I completely agree with Ken. Like, this dude is the most consistent artist like out there. Like, if you think about it, you really are. You're really the most consistent artist. You know, when people say who's the most consistent artist out there, Odyssey has to be mentioned, because since 2009, every album you release every year, sometimes 2 albums with an instrumental album on top of that, be some amazing piece of work. Rock Creek Park is still like top 2 favorite instrumental album ever, and that's saying a lot for me. So yeah, man, keep doing your damn thing, dude. I love it.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely think that there should be, I mean, he's already big, or you're already big, but I feel like there should be more people that are talking about Odyssey projects on a regular basis. Because, yeah, he hasn't flopped. He hasn't dropped a single album where I've been like, yeah, this ain't that good.
Right.
It's like once your albums click, they click hard. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's nothing for me to tell you. You already know you got a fan. I cannot wait to see you live. You're playing here in April. And I will definitely be there, man. I'm really looking forward to seeing what you pull off. So, yeah, man, keep it up.